Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences, solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
It's McAllister Union Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale. Saturday, November 1st to 12 noon, the sale will feature over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls, including 55 black Angus bred heifers, 50 black and black Baldy bred heifers, 40 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. For new consignments, visit our website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day, 918-423-2834.
We're in historic times as far as this U.S. cattle market is concerned. Record high prices this year, and we may go higher yet over the next couple of years. That's the opinion, anyway, of livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. One segment of the cattle business is really trying to figure out how to play this marketplace right now. Some of our older producers, they're thinking hard about hanging it up. Do they do it now with these current high prices, or should they wait another year or two?
You know, producers that are, you know, close to retirement age are probably looking at these prices and, again, wondering, you know, at what point is the right time to get out. Your expectations can affect that as well. You might want to take advantage of these prices right now. But I think producers who recognize that, you know, this, again, is a fundamentally strong period, they're really looking ahead at 1 or 2 years out, maybe 3 years out, and trying to figure out what's the right time to do that. Perhaps the bigger challenge is for producers that were forced to liquidate cattle during the drought. They're in a situation now where they can rebuild, but they're asking themselves sort of, what's the time frame here? Do I have time to get in? Is it worth the financial investment that it's going to take to get in at this point? And it's all relative to your expectations about the market, as well as your personal time horizon on how much more time you've got to work with this market.
Darrell, obviously we had some changes with the drought as far as demographic makeup of the cattle business, with some folks getting out. High prices, could they be another tipping point for some demographic change?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of transition going to happen. You know, the 2012 Census of Ag tells us that about 35% of all the beef cows in this country are owned by producers that are retirement age, 65 or older. About 34% of all the pasture in this country is controlled by producers of that age. So there is going to be a lot of transition in the next few years. And depending on how that happens, you know, I think we will see some change in demographics of the producers, and it also may impact how fast the herd rebuilds, because if these producer transitions are happening at the same time that or in advance of herd rebuilding decisions, then that may change the timing a little bit of how fast we can rebuild this cow herd.
So, Darrell, is there a peak in cattle prices that you're anticipating right now, given the fact that we're not quite sure about herd rebuilding timeline, demand? It's a tough business to try to put your finger on, I know.
Well, you know, it's going to depend on how fast this herd rebuilds. And so we really don't even have the first year of data yet. And I guess that's the thing we know at this point, is that we have barely gotten started, if we have, and it's going to be a 3 to 5 year process of rebuilding this cow herd. So at this point in time, I think it's pretty safe to say that we're talking about 3, 4, 5 years of rebuilding, and in the meantime, we're going to enjoy very strong prices.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to remind you about the Apache Livestock Auction Special Replacement Female Sale they've got set for Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m., Apache, Oklahoma. About 800 head total will be offered, including 400 AI'd heifers off the Nott Ranch. For information, you can call Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998, Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. Apache Livestock Auction Special Replacement Female Sale coming Saturday, November 1st. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.